Now, the Milwaukee-based nonprofit Artists Working in Education is celebrating their 20th year as an organization. One of their programs is the Truck Studio, which consists of four colorfully painted vans that transport artists and supplies to Milwaukee County parks and libraries. We have three guests with us now. Raina J. Johnson is Donor Stewardship and Storytelling Manager for Artists Working in Education. And we have two of the artists involved in the Truck Studio, Luther Hall and Ariana Vaith. Thanks to all of you for joining us. Raina, let's start with you. Tell us a bit about how the Truck Studio works.
Hey, sure. Thank you for having us on today. So the Truck Studio, like you said, is a mobile art program where we have a fleet of four vans that are hand-painted, and we pack them with art supplies and a team of artists. And throughout the school year, we go to all of our Milwaukee Public Library branches. And in the summertime, we're at about 18 or 19 different Milwaukee County parks and playgrounds. And we provide drop-in free art activities for children between the ages of about 4 to really 24. And it's a really a great opportunity for youth to express themselves and also just create art and take something home with them that hopefully they can recreate at home.
And Raina, do I have this right? This was started back in 1999?
Yeah, that's right, Rob. So we are celebrating our 20th anniversary this year as an organization. We have a lot of exciting events happening and things that we have going on to celebrate throughout the whole year. We started this year in January. We had a birthday party with the Betty Brin Children's Museum, and that was really fun. It was a really great opportunity to sort of connect with the Betty Brin Children's Museum and also just their patrons and really celebrate the arts. There was a lot of performance art that night as well, and we had youth come to our table, and they made really, really amazing, intricate, detailed birthday party hats.
Fun. Well, I want to bring the artists in now. Let's start with Luther Hall. Luther, can you tell us about some of the art programs you've done with this Truck Studio?
Oh, sure. Like Raina said, we've done a lot of work at the libraries. Recently we did something where we were teaching kids to make hats as a form of telling a story or expressing themselves and kind of helping kids be instilled with a sense of identity. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, we did something called feeling paintings, which kind of was an exploration into abstract expressionism with kids.
Wow.
So I thought that was really, really fun. It was especially fun for me because it was kind of therapy for me. So I think I get the most enjoyment from that because I learned so much more from the kids that I work with at the libraries than I think any adult in a formal education setting could ever teach me. They teach me to think outside of the box. So I have a really great time with the kids and connecting with them and getting to know their interests and the things that inspire them. The most important drive for me, I think, is the fact that we're giving kids an opportunity to express themselves and to find outlets for expressing emotions like rage, anger, fear, love, friendship, and things like that. So the Truck Studio is the great opportunity for that.
And Ariana, let's bring you in on that point. How do you see kids expressing them, working with them as an artist?
I think what AWE really does is it teaches a lot of young kids to think creatively. So making these art projects are really clever ways for us to get in conversation with young people on their level, on their terms. And it's outside of school, and we're making objects, we're making things, but we're also having conversations with each other, and we're having fun, and we're realizing it's fun to create things and have just like that good-natured atmosphere where all we have to worry about is making the work in front of us and hanging out with each other and being respectful.
It's not a chore for a grade, it sounds like.
No, it's no chore. No one's made to do it. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And Luther, has this changed the way you tackle your own art?
Absolutely. I keep going back to yesterday because it was a mind-blowing experience. The use of the materials, I'm more of an illustrator and an animator than and a painter than I guess I'd say like maybe someone who works in 3D or something like that, but there's always room for expansion. And yesterday we did a project where we were doing the feelings projects, and there was some tissue paper. And I never thought of using tissue paper as a medium to actually put pigment onto a piece of paper. One of the interns I was working with, she showed me, and I was just blown away. They also teach me, like, you don't have to draw form all the time. You can focus on how you feel and let the just use the medium as the vehicle for getting a message out. And these kids always blow my mind when they come up with creative ideas, and getting insights on how they think just as much as what they're thinking about is crucial for me kind of expanding what I do as a visual artist. So this is, it's awesome. It's wonderful. It's like the best job I've ever had, basically.
And Raina, how can people in the community find out when the truck studio is coming to a place near them?
Oh, that's a great question. So people can find out about us through our website, which is awe-inc.org. We also have a very active Facebook and Twitter accounts, Instagram as well. And we post our truck studio schedule on our website. And also, if you are in the Milwaukee area, check out your local Milwaukee Public Library branch. They have all the flyers for the locations. And currently, we're actually running a crowdfunding fundraiser to buy a new van so that we can do more programs, be out at summer concerts, and more parks and playgrounds. So that's also happening right now until the end of March. We're looking to raise $7,500 through that fundraiser.
Well, thanks to all three of our guests. We've been talking to Raina J. Johnson, Donor Stewardship and Storytelling Manager for Artists Working in Education, plus the artists involved, Luther Hall and Ariana Vaith. They're both truck studio artists. We've been hearing about the 20th anniversary of Artists Working in Education in Milwaukee.